The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. There's an interesting dynamic revealed in today's gospel in conjunction with Sundays. Today, Christ tells us, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." And we heard on Sunday, "Love one another as I have loved you." Now, we're going to get a little academic-y, so bear with me a little bit. We know that the Father begot the Son. So we have, in the beginning, Father and Son. And their love, the love that exists between them, is so pure and good and real and tangible and true that it is its own person, the Holy Spirit. And so there's a dynamic of this outpouring of love that forever takes place within the Trinity, a very real and eternal sort of love. And Christ loves us in the same way that the Father loves him, and in turn, he loves us with that same love and commands us to love one another in the very same way, with the very same love. So there's three important things to recognize here. First, we have this divine, otherworldly love, affection that exists, and Christ has brought us into it by loving us. And two, when we follow him, when we trust him, when we love with the very same love that exists in the Blessed Trinity. Let me get to three. The more we love, the more we enter into that dynamic life of the Trinity. That is what heaven is being one with God forever. And the way we enter into that life now, here on earth, is through this love, the same love that exists right now in heaven. When we love another person, we love them if we are remain in God's love and remain in Christ's love and remain true to what he has revealed. When we love him and trust him and all that, when we love another person, we are loving them with the same love that exists now in heaven, that exists in the life of the Trinity. And we love those people with the same love that God loves them. So when we adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, when we love him in the Blessed Sacrament, we love him with the same love that the Father loves him. Anyways, something to reflect on this morning.